This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on analyzing the onset and progression patterns of the monsoon. The participants are Dr. R.K. Jenamani, Senior Scientist, India Meteorological Department, and Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist. The moderator is Vaibhav J. Srivastav.
When it comes to Indian agriculture, monsoons have always played a very important role. Be it early or late, monsoons are always analyzed and predicted because they play a very important part in not just agriculture but in the lives of our farmers. To discuss and analyze the onset and progression patterns of monsoons, we have two very special guests with us in the studios of Akashvani. We have Dr. R.K. Jenamani, Senior Scientist from IMD, and we have Mr. Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist. Welcome to the program, sir.
Namaskar.
My first question would be with Dr. Jenamani. So what is the usual monsoon pattern for India? And how have you seen this advance or change during the past few years or decades?
Yeah, always, as we have seen, if we talk about long-term mean, so monsoon first comes and start raining over the Andaman Nicobar, South Andaman Sea, and then this is, we call the branch from the east or southeast, but ultimately it has to come through Arabian Sea across Somali coast. So by that time the Arabian Sea branch hits the Kerala. So it is around 1st June actually. So one date is for the Andaman Sea, which is around mid-May. But the 1st June is the southwest monsoon, which hit our main land actually. It starts from Kerala.
Let's listen to Mayusha's report, our correspondent from Thiruvananthapuram.
Monsoon intensifies. Heavy rain is continuing to batter across Kerala, causing widespread damage. Today it is red alert in Idukki, Kannur and Kasaragod districts and orange alert in all other 11 districts. Hilly regions and coastal regions are on very high alert. Large-scale damage of agriculture and infrastructure is being reported in the heavy rain and storm. Railroad traffic and power supply is badly hit. Many trains are running late, and as the water level in major rivers continue to rise, shutters of dams are raised. Authorities had issued alert as many rivers are overflowing beyond dangerous level. Night traffic has been completely banned in the hilly areas of Idukki district. Holiday has been declared for all the education institutions in 9 districts today. Fishing continued to be banned on the Kerala Lakshadweep Karnataka coast till Sunday. Control rooms and relief camps are operational in all districts. 9 teams of the National Disaster Response Force are deployed in the state. Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan urged the public to be extremely vigilant and those living in the landslide-prone areas to move to safer places and relief camps immediately. Meanwhile, State Revenue Minister K. Rajan said that even though there is rain alert in the state, there is no warning of flood-like situation and all necessary measures are being taken. And the minister also advised to be alert.
During the progress, if we see like Mumbai, it is around 11th June after 10 day from Trivandrum or Cochin to Mumbai. And at the same time, the eastern bands from the Bay of Bengal start also progressing. And if we see this year, so this is much, much before. So we have the arrival over Andaman Nicobar or South Andaman Sea around 13 May, so it was 10 days or 8 days before, and at the same time Arabian Sea branch was very active and hits Kerala around 24th May, and if we see further advance was very, very rapid, and Mumbai the monsoon hit around 26th of the May itself, almost 16 days before normal date of arrival of monsoon over Mumbai.
We have a special report from Mumbai, Maharashtra, sent in by our correspondent Prarthana.
Yes, Vaibhav, the monsoon arrived in Mumbai on 26th of May, which is way ahead of its anticipated arrival, which is generally around 11th of June. According to the India Meteorological Department, this is the earliest recorded arrival of the southwest monsoon in the city. With the arrival of the monsoon, Mumbai witnessed heavy rainfall for 2 consecutive days in 24 hours between 25th of May and 26th of May. Mumbai city received 135.4 millimeter rainfall against its normal of 0.2 millimeters. This is an excess of 67,600%. Normal life in the city was affected due to excessive waterlogging, traffic snarls and disruption of train services, the suburban train services here. Talking with the rest of the state, areas such as Pune, Satara, Solapur, Raigarh experienced significant rainfall leading to flooding. NDRF and SDRF teams were deployed in various critical zones. Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis directed the administration to remain on high alert and he said we needed to carry out immediate damage assessments.
And similar also the eastern branch, that is Bay of Bengal, also came up to Puri yesterday till 29 May 2025. And it covered entire northeast India, including Sikkim also, by yesterday. So basically this year the monsoon arrival is very, very early and rapid. And that was basically because of all the features, regional, global, all were favoring. And to be very specific, we have two systems. One depression developed around Ratnagiri or Konkan coast. So that has given heavy to very heavy, extremely heavy rainfall. We have seen Mumbai, how it rains heavily from 26 to 28 of May. At the same time, currently there is a depression or deep depression, we call a system over Bay of Bengal, which crossed the West Bengal, Bangladesh coast, yesterday night, and continue to move towards northeast. It is raining very heavily in the northeast, though the Maharashtra rain has substantially reduced. So monsoon this year is quite early, so this is to be seen that perspective. But as I was telling, the monsoon progress is always from the south to north. And at the end, it covers Rajasthan by first week of July. So, and Delhi is around 29 of June. The normal data I am talking, Himalayas and others, it keeps on covering. Yeah, that is the thing. But global perspective, if we see, India is the only country in the world blessed with such a geographic, topographic, that you get a very prolonged rainy season, right from mid-May to end of October. So it's quite interesting to see that this country of 1.3 billion or 1.4 billion gets such a good prolonged rainy season. Yeah.
So the progression which usually happens of monsoons throughout India, and as you just mentioned that the progression this year in 2025 has been early, the onset has been early, and it has been varied. Has it changed for the whole of the India, or is it just a few parts in which the monsoons are different this time?
Yeah, scientifically, if you see, we have changed. Even we have the dates available right from, British era, 1940 or even before that. So map is there. So what we have done, we have taken 1940 to 1970. And then again from 1970 to recent. So we try to update our monsoon advance date. So what do we find? There is not major change in the peninsular India. However, for the Rajasthan, the monsoon arriving early by 1 week or 10 days, particularly the Ganganagar or extreme west Rajasthan. So that is the change regarding the monsoon, advance or progress, because it is a very long years, if you see 80 years. But if you see the overall rainfall, the interesting is that irrespective of global warming, climate change, the overall rainfall quota of India from southwest monsoon almost remains same over such a longer period. Every year you have a variability. Some year you may get, like last year we got 108%, earlier year we got 101%. So that keeps on varying, but overall rain 88 centimeter. So that over the long period has not changed much.
So yeah. Our listeners can believe that the monsoons this year as well, especially for the farmers and the agricultural sector of India, will be favorable, and we will have some more good news regarding to monsoons, and it will not have a negative effect on the Indian agriculture.
Exactly, because if we see this year, the conditions are better, particularly as you know, we have already two predictions. We came up with a prediction in around 15th April. Now we have another prediction we have efficiently on 27th May. So all the predictions, they are showing India will get more than, normal, 106% we have estimated. So it's a good, and especially the core zone, where the irrigation is very less, like Chhattisgarh, Odisha, part of interior Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat, where you have lot of crop cultivation, particularly be it maize, be it paddy, many things are there, soybean. So all this area will get a good rain. So that special map and overall also Indian monsoon is going to be good in this 2025. The arrival is been very fantastic. Already the rain has been a lot actually, because if you see in summer also, including almost all India, rain has been good. And of course, peninsular India where monsoon has covered, rain has been good. Yeah.
And truly being in Delhi, we have witnessed the monsoons a little more and a little earlier. And I think I can say this for everyone, that we are a little happy about it, that we haven't.
Delhi, actually, as you know, that Delhi is too far, because monsoon condition needs a certain rain or certain cloud or certain wind condition. But that now it stands, the line is from Mumbai and then Adilabad and then Puri, something like that. So Telangana up to, south of Nagpur, this is too far from Delhi. The rain is reducing, so we are just, analyzing the things day to day. Yeah.
As we were listening to Dr. Jainamani, senior scientist from IMD, my question is to Mr. Das. Sir, What are the usual patterns of agriculture in these weeks or months, so to say, in the Indian agricultural scene? And how do these monsoons, which arrive early or late, affect these crop patterns? What are the crops that are sown, and how much is the water requirement for each and every one of these in various regions?
Essentially, with the onset of monsoon, we call it the sowing season starts, essentially, when it starts. Although monsoon takes for the entire country to cover by end of June and early July, but sowing season start, farmers prepare the ground for it. And as India is about 50% of the agriculture land, still it's rain-fed. That means monsoon dependent. And rest of all are irrigated. But even irrigation also, monsoon impacts a lot of other things. Besides for an irrigation, it also leads to better reservoir position. It also covers the dams and reservoirs, it filled up. And also, when monsoon is on time, then also the irrigation to groundwater also get reduced because it depends on the monsoon. And that's why it's monsoon is a very critical component of the agriculture system, especially because it helps the kharif crop sowing. But also a better monsoon or higher than normal monsoon also helps in better soil moisture for the next crop, which is rabi crop, for winter crops. So monsoon plays a very crucial role, and particularly this month, the rice, if you look at rice area, 80% of rice produced during the kharif, which will start from June onwards basically. So monsoon plays an extremely crucial role in Indian agriculture in terms of providing water, which is crucial to the crop. And besides that, the monsoon spread across 4 months. That also helps in terms of crop growth. Better monsoon also helps in better yield. India, although in yield has been increasing quite steadily because of the thanks to the monsoon for the last many years, monsoon has been quite good reasonably, except 2023 in between, there was a little less monsoon basically. But overall, monsoon rain spread across these 4 months really lead to better production and overall production, and it helps Indian agriculture. As you know, almost like 40 to 50% of our workforce is engaged in agriculture. So it's a very crucial part of the Indian agriculture system, monsoon.
My next question would be to Dr. Jeenamani. Sir, from a scientific perspective, from a scientist's perspective, what are the terms El Nino and La Nina? How do they affect, or do they affect, the Indian monsoons? And what are the other factors due to which the early or the late monsoons happen, which deeply affects, as senior journalist Mr. Das just mentioned, the whole of the agricultural scene in India?
Actually, this, as you know, that monsoon circulation or monsoon wind, it is not alone the wind, actually. It is a ocean land atmosphere coupling, actually. Himalaya, then big, you know, Hind Mahasagar, North Indian Ocean. Then you have the, you know, big, your Rajasthan desert and others. So, as the, you know, heated the land mass, and you have the ocean temperature normally, you know, below 30. So that creates a low pressure. So all the winds from the, you know, South Indian Ocean across Africa or Somali, it hits actually the Indian landmass, including the Himalaya. So that is our Asian monsoon, what it called. Actually, Asian monsoon is mainly the Himalaya and Indian Ocean, nothing else. But if you move east, actually, there is a big Pacific, you know, thousands of kilometers. So what is happening there? The wind also comes, easterly wind comes, but because of some reason, you know, this is a big global scale circulation. So your Pacific sea surface temperature, sometimes high sea surface temperature over Pacific, any area of Pacific, Prashant Mahasagar, so that keeps the cloud control actually. So if your sea surface temperature, you know, shift actually, normally the South China Sea or our nearby area, Western Pacific, just beyond 100 degrees, beyond Indonesia, or beyond, you know, Thailand, whatever Pacific is there, Japan coast, they should remain warm. But instead of that remain warm, if the warm area shift to far to the American coast, like South America coast, Belizean area, Eastern Equatorial Pacific, around to Chile coast or Mexican coast, so that if you warm, that is El Nino. So warm, anything warm means it will take everything away. So warm means the rising air mass, so cloud will shift there, so more rain will be there, so our Indian region will have less rain. So El Nino, so warm sea surface temperature, so more fish will be coming because of that area, you know, high sea surface temperature. So because of that high precipitation, so our precipitation reduced. So El Nino means Indian monsoon gone, less rainfall. But opposite actually, like La Nina, everybody talks when La Nina is developing. So La Nina means cool sea surface temperature in that. That is the, you know, Spanish word. So El Nino means child, La Nina means opposite that. So that is the cycle actually. It occurs 2 to 5 years actually. El Nino in 2 to 5 years once it occur actually. So there was a light El Nino in 2019 actually. So monsoon was bad. Even last year in June we have some warming up. But this year everything is okay. So not El Nino or La Nina. This is neutral. That means that side nothing disturbed actually. So we hope our Indian monsoon will be above normal. So that is the La Nina means cool sea surface temperature in the eastern equatorial Pacific off Peru coast. El Nino means warm sea surface temperature. El Nino warm means more precipitation there. In the eastern hemisphere, our area will have less there. So that is the link actually. So we call it seesaw. Sea surface temperature high, more wind go up, more cloud. So they are opposite actually. So there is a global circulation.
Dr. Das, as Dr. Jinamani just said, that this year we're expecting more monsoons, or we have experienced early monsoons, and now we see that the monsoon cycle will be run smoothly. From a farmer point of view, the government of India has always tried to do more for the farmers so that the incomes are increased, so that the yield is increased. From your perspective, from your years of experience, what are the crops which usually give the most profit to farmers? What are the crops which, when sown in different parts of the area, in the different parts of India, give more benefit to the farmers? Or how difficult are they to be sown?
Especially, I must say that just a couple of days back, government has announced the minimum support price for the Kharif crop, which is basically the focus of the government has been to move away a bit of farmers from rice to other crops like oilseeds and pulses. When you talk about the pulses, pulses is a crop which also helps in your nitrogen fixes of the soil, but it is a heavily rain-dependent crop and mostly grown in the monsoon core zones. That's why the better MSP minimum support price is also going to help with the monsoon rains. Farmers go rice because India has been emerged as the largest rice producer in the world now, and also we have been the largest exporter of rice for the last almost like 2012 onwards essentially. But now, because we import about 15 to 16% of the pulses and also about 56% of cooking oil, so we need to increase our pulses production and oilseed production. To focus on that, government has announced a higher MSP focusing on those crops, particularly in monsoon, arhar, moong, urad, and these are pulses which are grown in the kharif crop. They have given a higher MSP announced day before yesterday by the cabinet. The farmers will be paid that much amount of MSP when government purchases from them. So basically, the MSP is basically a benchmark price, which assured farmers that this price the government will buy if market doesn't buy, basically that way. So monsoon, is entire thing is dependent on the monsoon, the production and all. Because of the early onset this year, many of the places like Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, people have already started sowing up the, at least land preparation in terms of nursery, in terms of creation of nursery for the paddy. They have already started. Essentially, as monsoon moved to Maharashtra and all, the key growing areas, Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, are the key pulses growing area. The sowing is definitely will start now. So entire system is impacted by the monsoon.
Ecosystem.
Whole ecosystem basically. So that's how
get recharge. And I think he was telling very good, interesting that even though it is not directly having any crop because it is still not started, but at least all the dams they have started capturing the water from past past spell itself, and the rain was very high, 200 millimeter, 300 millimeter, like that's some of the district in Maharashtra, they have rain very heavily. So it is, you wait till, something 11th June, not having any water in your river or your dam, to irrigate and getting a fast spell, and opposite, you are getting full or half of the dam filled up and your soil moisture already taken over. So that is things, and whenever the monsoon fails, there will be large-scale migration of the laborers. So like farm who are working. So farmers, if you don't get good rain, then farmers guess it has already been delayed, something may be wrong. So let us go for work. So in the search of work, there is a large-scale migration. So it has a lot of impact, if you get in rain in time or monsoon in time, it has a psychological impact in all. And I think industry and all watch also monsoon, and I am very enthusiastically can tell like Mumbai whole stock exchange day depends on the monsoon, what is the prediction is going on or what is the date is arriving. Any delay means you will get a crash in the stock market, because all the agri business and middle class family in their whole capacity, right from range of their daily items, how much they can spend to their household, all are decided, because you have 4 months rain and it gives them enough opportunity to earn also by, rotating crops or by saving their levers also, they can engage themselves.
Mr. Das, my question would be, as Dr. Jinamani has just told us, that monsoon holds so much of importance for the whole of the economy, for the stock market, for farmers, for migrating laborers, for agribusiness, for exports and reducing the burden of imports. What are the basic preparations that are done by farmers before these monsoons or during the monsoons so that the yield is more? And as the government has been trying to push the fact that the farmers should also be varying in their capacity of growing more and more kinds of crops. What are the new patterns of agriculture that you are seeing in the Indian farmers? How has farming changed during the years, and how are they taking the benefits of these monsoons?
Essentially, there are a lot of technology which has been applied in the field in terms of drip irrigation. Essentially, rational use of water is one of the key in the agriculture field, basically. Although you understand that if you look at paddy, it's a very highly water-intensive crop. But in case of pulses, it's not basically a water-intensive crop, essentially. The idea is to use the optimum level of water so that your yield has more. And usually, farmers prepare the land just before the monsoon season starts, essentially. And this time, because it's early, so they have already started to prepare and all, because you need to have a nursery for preparation for the paddy, because then transplanting will happen in the field. So that will start now. Even if there's a monsoon rain, how it should not be stagnant in the soil. It should be absorbed by the soil, essentially. So that also scientists are helping in terms of how the water should not be stagnant in the land. So that also can adversely impact the plant. Excessive monsoon rain, basically. So there have been a lot of technique in use to get deeper into the soil rather than just stagnating in the soil. Besides that, also there are different kind of crop prices, the oil seeds. There have been promotion of oil seeds, groundnut, soybean. They will be promoted instead of growing rice. Because rice, we have sufficient quantity. We have already a big exporter. So that our import investment goes down for oil seeds and pulses. So that's why the focus more on use of better seeds quality, better farm practices, optimum use of water, essentially, that the drip irrigation. So these are all farm technology being used. And also the point where the IMD also in terms of their localized forecast, that also helping farmers in terms of expecting when the rain will come.
Yeah, now, actually it is very interesting. But the last point is that
yes,
we are giving, you know, different scale of forecast. So like the monsoon arrived in Kerala, we told around by first week of May that monsoon will arrive by earlier than the normal. And we have a monsoon app also, Bharat Monsoon began imd.gov.in website also. So they can get from our website or from our app also, Kishan app, Monsoon app, Meghdoot is our Kishan app. So from Google they can download, and I will request that if any, you know, in the village, there must be smart farmers also. So they can use their smartphone used by the farmers. It's not like that. The children are, you know, educated. So we are not in 1940 or 1950. So it is a very Vikasit Bharat. So they should do a very scientific farming. If IMD is telling, say, there will be heavy rainfall causing the floods, like he told, you know, to drain out the water, they have to see, and they don't, on if we are predicting a heavy rain, there is no use to put the fertilizer or pesticide on the land, because everything will, you know, wash away. So they have to look for a dry spell to do all kind of developing activity, and if there is a heavy spell, they have to look what are the things best can be done. So nowadays, if you see, the farming has been very technology oriented, so to be very honest. So like that, pulses and others, like I can tell, we are getting a lot of telephone calls from Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh, because they are very serious farming they are doing actually. Because if you are going for pulses or soybean, so that has a lot of rain dependent. So I hope like Nashik district or like any other, so they're doing excellent. So nowadays farmers are also knowing actually, you know, like our Meghdoot app and others, they're downloading the Amini app. Another things like, you be safe actually. A lot of things, you know, happen during lightning, you know, that bijli girna jo hota hai. In this June month, farmers go often to their land because this is a very busy time for them. And they struck in the thunderstorm and lightning, as you know, the biggest killer in India, because there is a lot of population livelihood on the farming. They go to the open land. Our time to time, you know, awareness is that if you are going, look at the sky. So these are the awareness, as he told, they should get the weather information from their mobile, from our website or from different app, as I told you, Meghdoot.
So Meghdoot app, Kisan app, the website of IMD.
These are the local IMD app.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we were just talking about the monsoons which fill up the reservoirs the other dams which help in irrigation practices and to reach the areas wherein rain or irrigation doesn't reach too easily or is too tough to reach.
about rainwater harvesting, how important it is, and this is my question to both you gentlemen, first Dr. Jinamani, how important it is and what could be the best practices which we could follow so that we can gain the benefits out of the vagaries?
If you see the Indian monsoon, as I was telling, climate change, overall monsoon, the rainfall remain the same. But in short duration, we are getting very high rainfall.
Yes, sir.
And suddenly you get a dry spell. So how to take over this kind of crisis? Because you are getting short duration, very high rainfall, rain and then wash away. So rainwater harvesting is the best actually. So there are community-based, you can put a, if there are, you know, spots where you can create artificial or short, you know, local reservoir, like in near village, near pond, some pond. And of course, rainwater harvesting can be done on the personal basis also. So rainwater harvesting, I suggest it is the best solution so that you can tap maximum water for your utility. I think that is the message.
Mr. Das, your views on the same?
Many of the program like National Rural Employment Guarantee Act has a provision of also creation of ponds and water harvesting structures basically. There are a lot of structures being built so that as a such, that number of rainy days, although in the entire monsoon system we're getting a normal or abnormal monsoon rain, but number of rainy days have come down essentially. In a particular day, it rains a lot. Next couple of days, it's become dry. So water, conserving those rains is the best way to go about it. Not only it's, it lift your groundwater level, it also create your, for irrigation, for water availability. So essentially, the rainwater harvesting, both for the urban as well as the farmers in the rural area, is a must for everyone. And I know all the cities have their water harvesting structures, and that's how it goes about.
Before we wrap up this very enlightening discussion, your last views on the onset and progression pattern of monsoon, especially for the Indian agriculture, for the Indian farmer, for the Indian economy.
2025, we have seen very fantastic, you know, the monsoon advance and also progress in a record time. We have to keep on watching actually what is happening. We have to collect the information as much from India Meteorological Department because they are authentic service provider. They tell the truth. And as I was telling, for next 7 days, we are not advancing any monsoon over anywhere. Now the monsoon remain up to Mumbai and Telangana and then Puri and then Northeast India up to, you know, border of West Gangeti, West Bengal. So we are waiting, you know, next system to form around, say, second week of June or around 9 or 10th of the June. So till then, we will have less rainfall over part of peninsula, but Kerala heavy rainfall will continue. And we have a red color today for Kerala, Karnataka and Northeast India. For Northeast India, to be very careful, to remain safe, please confine to house, don't move out. Because the system is there, very heavy rainfall, it is now raining heavily today. So that is the thing.
Mr. Das, your views on the monsoons this year and how it will impact our farmers, your last
Essentially, I hope that monsoon, as per the prediction, it goes well. The early rainfall is a bonus to the monsoon rains.
True that.
And also June to September rains will be good enough and spread across evenly, so that we get a bumper harvest, as the government has set a target of bumper output for the next year, 2025-26. And monsoon, obviously, because of the, all the other, beside MD, also global agencies are also predicted above normal monsoon rains. So hopefully this year also we have a monsoon rains, and it will impact our food inflation, it will impact our food production, it will increase your food production, and obviously the prices will stable. So that will the impact of the monsoon, we'll see.
Absolutely. We truly hope that the listeners will gain a lot from this wonderful discussion and the monsoons this year, especially in 2025 across the whole of Bharat, across the whole of India, will benefit not just the agricultural industry, our farmers, but also the economy overall. Thank you so much, Dr. R.K. Jinamani, Senior Scientist from IMD, and Mr. Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist, for joining us in this very important discussion over the onset and progression patterns of monsoon. Namaskar.
Thank you.
Namaskar.
You were listening to a discussion on analyzing the onset and progression patterns of the monsoon. The participants were Dr. R.K. Jinamani, Senior Scientist, India Meteorological Department, and Sandeep Das, Senior Journalist. The moderator was Vaibhav J. Srivastav. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.